Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM, Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You've heard about the quiet quitting phenomenon, doing the minimum requirements of your job, putting no more time, effort, or enthusiasm into it than absolutely necessary. Yeah, well, now there's a growing mental health trend called bare minimum Mondays, easing into the work week, prioritizing self-care over productivity on Mondays. So what's going on here? Is this really a thing? And how might this impact your mental health and your job? Well, joining me to talk about this are Janet Manuel, Chief Human Resources Officer for the City of Alexandria, Virginia, and career strategist Sonia Aline. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at HFisherWHUR or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Janet, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Harold. I'm glad to be here.
And Sonia, good to have you back.
Yes, thank you, Harold. Good to be back.
Absolutely. So let me start with Janet. Janet, what is going on with this bare minimum Mondays? Is this really a thing?
Well, the person who coined the phrase is making it a thing. So the young lady who actually coined the phrase is a TikToker. She has a great following. She also is a consultant, so she doesn't really work for an employee. She kind of works for herself. And so the concept behind it, according to her, is to have a balance of the workload as well as her mental health well-being. Mm-hmm. So because of her and her great following, she coined the phrase. You know, back in the day, it used to be called, you know, Monday blues, right?
Mm-hmm.
And is it such a thing? Sure. I think once the weekend ends and people start to have to get themselves ready to go back to work mentally. I know back in the day, people would, on Sunday nights, start preparing themselves, laying out their clothes, and then going over their calendar for the next day and preparing themselves mentally for what the work day and work week would bring for them. You have to, you know, I would challenge people to be very careful on trying to do the bare minimum because that will impact them as an employee, and it also impacts them in their work stance with their respective employer.
And I want to talk about that, too, because it seems to me that a bare minimum Monday could be Unemployment Tuesday.
Correct.
I'm just saying right now. I don't know about your job, but I know that my job here would not allow bare minimum Mondays. You got to show up and show out, every single day, Sonia.
Yes, you do. What I would say is, corporations are there to make money. And they're clear about their agenda. They're clear about what they have to do. And if they're smart, if they're competitive, if they're dynamic, if they're innovative, they're going to be progressive. And they want a team that's going to take them there. Corporations also know, or companies also know, who's performing and who's not. They know who the A and B players are. Those are the people who they are going to promote. They know who the C players are, the ones who, are just doing the bare minimum, and they also know who the D players are, the ones who are going to get rotated out. So you can do the bare minimum if you want to, but what do you want for your career? Do you really want to be in a place where you're just punching in and punching out technically and not growing, not developing, not contributing? Like, I don't think that's good for your mental health. And so I think people have to be responsible and really make tough choices about how they want to be in the work environment and how they want to be perceived in the work environment.
You know, Janet, I understand that the job for human resources professionals, executives, has become exponentially more complex over the past several years, where, you know, again, as you said, back in the day, this was just the process of hiring, firing. Do you have your medical insurance? Do you have, yeah. how many folks are you claiming for your dental insurance and stuff? But now, yes, we are. You have to focus on, you know, complex issues such as mental health. And certainly on this program, we talk about mental health all the time and the importance of it. But is it possible that something like a bare minimum Monday could go too far?
Oh, absolutely. You know, to Sonia's point, this could have ramifications that the employee may not be ready to accept, but it's within the rights of the employer. So if you want to do the bare minimum, don't be offended when you are passed over for promotions, whether it's lateral moves that can put you in place of decision makers. It could also just make you complacent in your role. You'll just show up every day and do your bare minimum, and that is it. That's going to add really more wear and tear from a health and wellness standpoint, because then you're also excluding yourself. You're not being seen out on the forefront for others to notice the work that you can do, and you're not really contributing to the success of the organization. And you will be left behind. So being left behind is either you're on the unemployment line, or you're going to be on the outside looking in, whereas others are going to be flourishing and elevating within the organization. You know, if for those that are listening, I would say if you want to make a balance for yourself, for mental health well-being and the workload, set boundaries. I do it for myself. Don't set appointments or meetings for first thing in the morning. And then look at your schedule and allow yourself to have breaks instead of having back-to-back meetings. That can give you that time to kind of decompress after one meeting, gather your thoughts, and then get ready to go into another. But there are definitely things that can be done without utilizing the bare minimum that will still provide a good balance between mental health well-being and you doing your actual work.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about a trend called Bare Minimum Mondays. This is not related to casual Fridays and wearing less. This is about your mental health. If you have a comment or a question, what do you think about Bare Minimum Mondays? Are you doing it? Are you for it? Are you against it? Again, lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Rodney calling from Virginia. Rodney, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, so I've been using it in a sense to where, the lady is on from HR, mm-hmm. and you just alluded to, that it's not necessarily bare minimum, but you strategically set up meetings where you're not meeting all day, right? There's a day for thinking. It's a day for doing analysis or strategic thinking and planning. So it's bare minimum in a way where you're not doing meeting after meeting after meeting, that you have some free time. You can ease yourself into the beginning of the week.
But hold on,
so
Rodney.
That's the way I sort of look at it.
But Rodney, hold on. What do you do for a living?
Yeah. I work for a Fortune 500 company and a network company.
Okay, but you are not rank and file. You set the meetings, as you said. And so for the little folks at the bottom of the ladder, they can't say, you know, Mr. Rodney, I would like to reschedule the meeting that you have already scheduled.
But it's up to us again on when we ease our way into that week where, again, you set up time for strategic thinking and thought, and you have the meeting. Now, the things that you have to do, that you don't have a choice, your boss has to be there, you're going to be there. But again, we're talking about easing our way into that work week. And not coming in where you're stressed out and filled with anxiety. It's different kinds. That's the way I've sort of looked at it, and this has been a pre-COVID, and I've been successful throughout. But again, you know, just easing your way into that work week and try to use those Mondays for planning and strategic thinking versus back-to-back meetings. Although you may not have a choice of certain meetings, but it's good to ease your way into that meeting.
Yeah, so here's my problem with that, Rodney. In addition to, you know, I'm giving you the side eye right now.
Because
stuff happens.
Yeah.
And when you're in the process sitting around the water cooler, easing into your Monday, and then something happens which requires you to respond.
That's a great point. I'm 24/7. So our job is to keep the network up 24/7, mm-hmm. 7 days a week. So I can be called upon at any time. Right now as we're talking, I can be called upon. So those things that you cannot resist that you have to do, we know those. But those things that are overly structured, those things that you can sort of put off, that you can on a Monday, to sort of ease your way in, and again, think strategically, those are things you can do. You control the things you can have control over. And you don't control things you have no control.
Okay, Rodney, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Sonia, is he right?
Well, that last point that Rodney made is an important one, right? Control the things that you can. When you think about any task that you do, if you're doing the bare minimum, it's because you don't really care about the work or the task. Because when you're excited about work, the bare minimum is not what you want to do. You really want to be full in. So I would start asking myself, what is it that I don't like that's forcing me to want to do the bare minimum? Is it, do I not like my manager? Do I feel that I'm underutilized? Do I not like the environment? And then figure out what you can do to make those changes. Do you have to have a talk with your manager and say, hey, I'd like to have a little bit more responsibility, or I see where I could be of better use in another department? Or if you don't like the job, then maybe you may have to start now looking for another job. Or if you don't feel qualified, maybe I need to take some courses. And there are a ton of free courses that you can take online, maybe to elevate yourself. So again, I would encourage people to take the responsibility to move themselves out of this attitude where they don't want to do much, or they want to do the bare minimum, because they're the ones who suffer in that process. The company's not going to suffer. The manager's not going to suffer. You're the person who's going to suffer.
You're nodding your head, Janet.
I agree. But I also want to state that this is where the employer, you know, we always talk in here in the HR world about, are our employees engaged? And when I hear, you know, bare minimum Monday, that means someone is just not engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And to what Sonia stated, is this the type of work they want to do? But there are also things that the respective employer can do to make sure that employees are engaged in their work and that they're productive. But it is incumbent upon the employee to raise their hand and state, this is an assignment I can do in 30 seconds. You might have given me a week to do it. But speak up and use your voice to state what are the assignments that you want to do, what you have interest in doing. But just to totally try and check out and use that as a reason to balance your mental health and well-being, that's not cool at all, because you are going to have an impact not only on yourself but also the company. And when it comes time, let's say that the work that you're doing, barely doing, does impact the business financially, and it comes time for reduction in force or job eliminations, the ones that are doing their bare minimum Monday could have their name on the list from not only a production standpoint, but a contribution to the organization, or lack of contribution to the organization.
See, I'm really struggling with this right now, because I'm thinking, now, let's say I need to have surgery. Does that mean that I don't schedule it on Monday now? Because do I have to say right before they put the anesthesia on, on me, that I say on a Monday, hey, doc, how you feeling? You know, you don't have the blues. I just need my appendix removed. I don't want you doing the bare minimum on me on Monday. Okay, do we need to reschedule this on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday? And I joke, but I think this is real. And I think that there are just some jobs where if you're even thinking about bare minimum and you have the ability to control whether, you know, control your schedule, don't come in on Monday. Call in sick. Take a mental health day. I'm sure the HR department will approve of that. Take a vacation day. Because if you can't, I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at this differently. Help me out here. But I just think if you aren't ready to show up and show out and hit the ground running, particularly like in this business where, as I always say, you know, every day in the news department, the world comes to an end and it comes right back together. But you've got to be there.
Right. Well, some employers have already addressed that. They've introduced 4-day work weeks.
Yeah.
And if that is an option that is offered by the employer, I would encourage the respective employee to check into that. If there is a hybrid work schedule, check into that. If it's easier for you to work from home on a Monday, so that it helps you ease back into the work week, then speak to your employer and see what the options are. Don't create the option of solution that might be very detrimental on you.
Mm-hmm. I need to take a break, but we're going to talk to Vincent calling from Maryland. Also, Greg calling from Baltimore. Stay on the line. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Of course, we'll be taking phone calls almost all the way up until 8 o'clock. The original Quiet Storm is next. That's on WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our discussion about the growing mental health trend of bare minimum Monday, easing into the work week, prioritizing self-care over productivity on Mondays. My guests are Janet Manuel, Chief Human Resources Officer for the City of Alexandria, Virginia, and career strategist Sonia Aline. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, or of course you can tweet me at HFisherWHUR or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Let's go to Greg. Greg calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, good evening, everyone. I just wanted to say that I am I'm supportive of, a minimal Monday or whatever it's called, and I experienced this firsthand. My wife, she gets what's called the Sunday blues or Sunday blondes, whatever they call it. And she's a different person. She's full of all types of anxiety. Stomach is in knots, you know. And I think companies need to realize this is becoming a trend. And if you want happy employees, you know, I think they need to recognize that, you know, it's not too bad to lower some productivity. You can make it up on the back end. And, you know, to be quite honest, and I've learned this in many companies that I've been in, most people aren't even that productive for the first 2 hours. The first, when they get to work, they're in the break room, they're talking, they're getting their breakfast. So companies lose productivity really a lot in the mornings anyway. People don't really start working until like 10 o'clock.
I'm in the wrong business. I'm in the wrong business, Greg. I can't just ease in anywhere. I come in and I sit down and it's like boom, 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 boom. Now, you know, I work at night, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I know there's a lot of, you know, discussion about, you know, the Sunday blues, but I don't know. Did, you know, Greg, has your wife, you know, sought any kind of support to deal with this Sunday blues concern?
No, Harold. I mean, she's trying to just deal with it herself. And, you know, she even works on the weekend. So I don't understand. She should be, you know, caught up. But, you know, she takes her, you know, people work from home now and they give the companies more than, really, the companies get over. People work longer hours and harder, and you know that's why it just. I don't know. She's just that type of person. She just gets herself worked up around 7, 8 o'clock Sunday. She's a different person. I'm used to it. And, you know, I just kind of stay out of her way to keep her mind at ease. But still, you know, it's still she gets it.
Janet, what would you recommend for Greg's wife? Well, Greg, what does she do for a living?
Well, she works. She works in the HR field, but on the information.
Oh, well, that explains it. Janet is in HR too. So.
Here's my advice. Listen, I've been in human resources my whole entire career, and I still love it, and I'm passionate about it. And so that's the thing. The company's culture, everyone always talks about, what is your company culture? What is your company culture? And I tell everyone, the company culture is how you feel on Sunday night before you have to get up and go to work on Monday. That will define your company culture. There has to be some dissatisfaction there. And I would encourage, even though your wife is in human resources, she's smart, you married up. I'm proud of you. I would encourage her to definitely speak to her respective director of human resources or CHRO, CHRO, and have that conversation. But don't work in... I mean, you say that she gets herself worked up, but what is it that she's anxious about? Is it about a meeting? Is it about a project? So you really got to peel back the layers of the onion to find out what is really making people not want to show up on a Monday. Because I find it hard to believe that if you're feeling that way on a Monday, that you're not feeling that same way on Tuesday, mm-hmm. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yeah. Greg, thank you so much. And I'm sure as the dutiful husband that you are, that you will continue to support your wonderful wife in the best way that you can. So thank you.
Yes, I'll try.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. So, Sonia, here's the thing that I'm hearing in Greg's situation. If this is a weekly thing of anxiety and stomach and knots, I mean, we all of a sudden this becomes not a career conversation, but a Medical Monday conversation where we talk about the impact of long-term bouts of stress brought on by your job, your career, anything else.
Yeah, and what Janet said is absolutely correct. If you're feeling that way on Sunday night, you're feeling that way on Monday night, Tuesday night, and all throughout the week. And so, I keep saying that the employee has to really look at their environment and not just think that they're stuck here, that this is how I have to operate. And so if there's something that is making you feel that unhealthy in an environment, you have to be able to look for other options and other alternatives. And so it might be, again, having a conversation with your director, as Janet suggested, or it might be changing jobs. Like, it might be time to look for another job or another career. But there's no way for that to be sustainable and not have an impact, you know, on your health. He did say that, you know, she's working from home.
Mm-hmm.
And what we learned during the pandemic is that people were even more productive because they really didn't shut off their computers. They were working all the time. And so that's another thing that I think is important, is that you have to have some downtime. Yeah, even if you're working from home, take that hour for lunch and step away from the computer, step outside. You know, step away from the work that you have to. You can't be engrossed in the work. Well, he mentioned that she's working on the weekend.
Right. I was about to say that.
Yeah. That's not healthy. And yes, there are some high pressure jobs. I've been in those positions where, you know, the job is 24/7. And some people are built for that. I've experienced that. Some people are definitely built for that kind of high pressure environment.
Yeah.
And some of us are not. And you have to be clear about what works for you and particularly your health, your mental health and your physical health, because that will impact your physical health as well.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Vincent calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Vincent. What's on your mind?
Hi. Actually, someone already mentioned it, and that's the four-day work week.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at a lot of other industrialized countries, they work 4 days a week. Not only that, most other countries have more vacation time, more time for family in terms of family leave, time for paternity and maternity leave. And overall, most of those countries, people are healthier overall. Now you mentioned health. I'm actually a physician, and a lot of the laws have changed in terms of the time that can be performed in terms of doing your duties as an intern or resident. It used to be many, many hours, and they find that it's stressful on the resident for sure, but also dangerous to the patients that they're caring for. So I know you keep talking about the bottom line, but what about the bottom line for the employee and not the employer?
So
other countries are doing 4-day work weeks, and they do fine in terms of financials.
So, Vincent, let me ask you this. You said you're a physician. What is the specific nature of your practice?
I'm actually an emergency medicine physician, so I'm have to work shifts 24 hours a day. I don't do 24 hours in a row, but I work shifts that are assigned to me so that I know they're coming up. Some of them may be overnight. Some of them may be in the morning. Some of them may be in the afternoons or evenings.
So
but I'm prepared for those, and there's the number of shifts I do is limited in terms of safety. Now, some people will go overboard and work many more shifts because they want to, you know, make the bottom line, the dollar. But there's a safe number that most people want to strive for.
So this is why I ask, because I mentioned this tongue in cheek earlier, but, you know, it is ironic that you would call in because what do you think about a bare minimum Monday? You're a physician and you deal with life and, you know, life or death. I mean, a 4-day work week is different than a bare minimum Monday. And so,
right. So what I'm saying, instead of a bare minimum Monday, we should shift to a 4-day weekend.
Yeah, but hold on.
Let me finish. A bare minimum Monday will lead to termination Tuesday.
I said that. Right, exactly.
Right. Termination Tuesday, that's mine. You have to give me that credit.
Right, right.
But I agree with that. But what I'm saying is the system is designed poorly so that the owners make money, but we're kept chasing a carrot 5 days a week, whether it's healthy for us or not. We know it's not healthy for you. We know this based on what happens in other countries. So what I'm saying is, yes, bare minimum Monday under this system is not right. If you're going to have a job, you need to do the job.
So here's my question. What could possibly prevent us from going to a 5-day a week to 4-day a week, and folks still want a bare minimum Monday, which really means that the only productive day that they will have is a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday?
No.
Is that a slippery slope?
Better treatment of employees. That's what it means, right? The economy in many ways is booming. But if you're working to try and survive, and you know this, and everyone knows this, basic bare wages, you have to work way more than 5 days a week in order to live, especially in Washington, D.C. area.
Yeah, exactly.
So if the rules were changed so that people were given a living wage.
Well, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole because I'm not saying it's not a valid point, but the point that we're making here is the impact of bare minimum Monday, or even as you say, a 4-day work week on one's mental health. Because whether you work 5 days a week, if you're making the same salary and you work 4 days a week, you're still making the same amount of money. That's a different conversation. But Vincent, I want to thank you so much for your input, and you keep working. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Janet is chopping at the bit. Go ahead, Janet. Say what you want to say.
Listen, he's going down a slippery slope, and so the United States, what can we say? We are the most overworked country in the world. And with the implementation of computers and everything being done a lot faster, the production or the ask of people to produce more, according to an article that I read, is about 437% higher since the 1950s. So when the computers are introduced, everyone was saying this is going to make your work easier. You won't have to work as hard. But now that we have those, we're working longer hours and we're doing more is, again, setting boundaries. That's really what this is all about.
Exactly.
And using your voice to speak up.
Yeah. Because, of course, now we're much more efficient with computers and cell phones, which is why I get text messages in the middle of the night and email and, you know, and all of that, you know, because, you know, my phone is never really on silent. It's on vibrate. And so, you know, at 3:33 a.m., I will get a, you know, because, you know, someone has an idea that they want to share in the middle of the night. Oh, my gracious.
And you have to accept
it. You know, also, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I want to say also to that point, Americans don't take their vacations, right?
Correct.
So we are overworked, but we don't take our vacations. We don't take our lunch hours. So, you know, European countries, they do. You can travel anywhere in the world and meet someone from Germany who's on week two of their 6-week vacation.
I know.
We usually do 4 days and making sure that it's a Thursday so we can come back on a Monday or Tuesday. We don't take the time that we do have. We do have to, Janice's point, we do have to make choices that work toward us being better mentally and better physically.
Yeah, I agree. You know, a lot of employees, if they're not there, then they have what is known as FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then when you encourage them to take off, and if it's your birthday, take your birthday off, celebrate.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, I really don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss out.
And you know, we often talk about, you know, your workaday person, your 9-to-5. But once you get beyond, I would think, middle managers, the higher up that ladder you go, whether you work in private industry or even if you are an elected official, if you are a mayor, you can hang it up.
Yep. The city manager.
Yeah,
same.
City manager. Yeah. If you are a police chief, if you are a fire chief, there are no vacations.
The city never sleeps.
That no matter how big or small, you know, the city is, and I think the stigma regarding boundaries and mental health, you know, some people can give you lip service. Yes, please take all the time that you need to handle whatever this issue happens to be. But then after a week or two, you know, folks are starting to, well, where's Harold? Oh, is he still on vacation? Really? You know, and I think that's one of the fear of missing out, but it's also the fear of not being engaged when you need to, you know, put your phone down. You know, let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Lisa, calling from Maryland. Lisa, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. So thank you guys for bringing up this topic today, because
sure,
it is right down my alley. So I believe, I'm a firm believer in Bare Minimum Monday. I'm also a millennial, and I also am a social worker. So if anyone knows anything about the field of social work, it is a burnout field. I was just on the website today for mysocialworknews.com, and 67% of social workers that go into the field actually end up quitting and leaving the field because you're underpaid, you're overworked, and you're underappreciated. And so on Mondays, I have to ease into my work week to protect my mental health. And today was so bad that I actually gave my 30-day resignation letter because I could not deal with it. Now, I do other things to support my income, so I'm okay financially, but the mental health on millennials in our population, we're not going to work a job 60, 70 years, and then by the time you look up, it's time for retirement, and you're old, and you have maybe a good 10 more years, and then that's it. I told my dad the same thing. We had the same conversation today, and he was like, well, you millennials are not built like us baby boomers. and you're right. We're not going to tolerate certain things on these jobs. I know I'm not. And today I put in my resignation. That's how bad my day was.
So, Lisa, let me ask you, your bare minimum Monday, what would it look like?
It looks like, hey, I'm not going to take this call today because this person is going to stress me out. I'll call them tomorrow. It looks like, hey, I'm not coming to this morning meeting this morning because I'm going to stay back and work on some work because I cannot deal with the other departments trying to throw me under the bus this morning. So I'm going to skip out on this meeting and do some work. It looks like me closing my door and working in silence. That's what a bare minimum Monday looks like for me. But I'm a social worker, and it's just very stressful. I work in a healthcare facility with seniors. And I put in my resignation today. I had enough.
Mm-hmm. So, Janet, keep your, I was going to say, put on your human resources hat. It's always on. Put on, I would say, put on your human resources helmet to deal with Lisa, because what is that conversation with the Lisas of the world going to be like from you?
Well, my conversations with the Lisas of the world, and bless your heart, I'm sorry to hear that you have submitted your resignation. But I would have, before you choose a profession, always do your research and find out what the compensation is, what that respective responsibility is. That would help hedge off a lot of the resistance. Some of the things that you started naming was low pay,
is not the problem. I get paid very well. That's
okay.
Not the problem.
Oh, I thought you had stated.
Well, you did say social workers, and you may have been speaking more in general.
In general. Okay.
So
I'm a director, so I make good money, but I don't care about money. That don't define me. My peace is more important.
Okay.
Well, and I think you started doing some things that were going to be beneficial for you. And it's not so much that you're skipping the meeting. Sometimes you can send a delegate in your stead, and then they can report back. So that way you can stay behind and do some other matters of work. So,
but I'm the only one in the department, and I'm doing the job of three social workers.
Well, and that's another thing. Use your voice. Is there the opportunity that you could have spoken with the respective, if you're working in a skilled facility, if you could work with the administrator and see if there is part-time assistance or even internships, someone that can come in and help do some type of work throughout the year that they're able to do without, you know, divulging any PHI, et cetera.
But PHI?
A personal health information.
I've been doing this 12 years, and we've exhausted every avenue possible. Mm-hmm. We can't get interns right now because I started maybe, I think, 2.5 months ago, and you have to go through a process to be approved with the schools before you can supervise students. So I've explored that route. We have put every ad on LinkedIn, Indeed, and we are looking for people desperately.
Yeah.
But I'm just not going to wait around because my mental health is just too important.
Yeah. Well, have you even asked just to take a leave of absence under FMLA? If you've been there long enough, you could
I've done that before. I've done that at a previous job where I've taken FMLA, but it was to study for the social work exam, which is biased against African Americans if you look at the pass and fail rate compared to our counterparts. So that's another rigged thing against you in the social work field.
Well, Lisa, I will say to you, I just wish you the best of luck, and that, as you said, you have other sources of income and not, as you say, caring about money. So you may be set to, you know, to sit back and work on your mental health. And I hope that it works out for you. So good luck to you. And thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me and letting me get this off my chest, especially on today.
Absolutely.
I believe in bare minimum Monday.
We have, of course, our human resources expert and me, your therapist. So
you hang in there, Lisa.
Okay. So, Sonia, I'll start with you as it relates to how does the bare minimum Monday crowd readjust to create those those boundaries that will allow them to stay on their job and not quit because they're stressed out.
Right. And so I'm a little like you, Harold. I have a real problem with the bare showing up for a job you get paid to do and say that you're going to do the bare minimum is really unacceptable. And I think that if you feel that you have to walk into a place and you're going to do the bare minimum, then I think you do what Lisa did and resign, or you find another option. And so I congratulate her. I think that what she did was great, because she realized that this is not for me. I'm feeling stressed, and she took control and she resigned. She has experience. She's educated, and so even while she's doing some other things, she will find another opportunity. And I think more of us have to operate that way. But I think it's really unfair, because if you're doing the minimum in a position, that means you're leaving the burden on somebody else to either pick up the slack or to do something else or to carry or to fix what you haven't been working on. And so I just think it's unacceptable to come into a job and say, I'm going to do the bare minimum today. You can redirect things. You can change schedules. You can call in sick. You can take a mental day. I think you can do all of those things that are necessary that can support you. But my advice to any employee that's feeling stressed or feeling burdened is to really examine where they are, to examine their options, and to understand that they have choices. I think sometimes we feel like we're locked into positions, and we're not. We can educate ourselves. We can get more training. We can network a little bit more effectively so that we can look for options that really support the lifestyle and the way we want to live.
Janet, here's my other concern. When you have someone who is thinking about doing a bare minimum Monday kind of performance, and they come to you, and this is the whole human resources management thing that has always been a little controversial, because you don't work for us, you work for them. And if I come to you and I say, I'm thinking about this bare minimum Monday, I don't need to answer the call that I need to, I don't feel like going to this meeting. Now, you can sit here and give all of these suggestions, but isn't that a red flag for you?
Well, sure. You know, that's the fine line that human resources has to walk every day. We're Switzerland. Some people say, oh, you're automatically for management. You're not for employees. We are Switzerland. We're here to hear everything out and to advise and guide what is in the best interest. And so that best interest at times can be on behalf of the employee as well as the employer. But we're not going to purposely just say take sides on the employer. We have to look at things very objectively. So in the previous caller situation, that's why I was trying to guide her down the road of, have you even used your voice and expressed this to your current supervisor? She never mentioned that she had. That's step one. We, you know, supervisors, no one is a mind reader. Employers are not a mind reader. Everyone has lives outside of the employer, but if you're not informing someone not to divulge the whole story, but enough to let them know that you need some time off, I am certain there are employers that will be willing to work with employees if they inform them. And more importantly, do not wait till you're on the edge. Mm-hmm. And you can't take it anymore. That means this has been building up for quite some time. Yeah. And it is best that when there is a matter at hand, that you bring it to the forefront. So that way people can assist. And in the previous caller, her situation obviously was so far gone that she just resigned. Mm-hmm. It sounded like she was productive when she was there, but she had enough. But my question to her would have been, have you spoken to anyone before today? And that's where you blindside the employer, because when resignations do come in, they're saying, we didn't know.
Yeah, what happened?
What happened?
Yeah. And, you know, and not to and not to beat up on Lisa. But
no,
she,
I wish
but
her
she,
the best.
Yeah, but she did say that today was so bad.
Correct.
And I think that if one day is so bad that it puts you to hand in your resignation, it wasn't today.
It wasn't today. It was a culmination.
Yeah. Yeah, it most certainly was.
But human resources is very fair and equitable in the fact of listening to what the employees say and actually guiding and directing them. That's why I mentioned if you're eligible for a leave of absence, you can go that route. But it really is our job and our effort to make things right for not only the employee but also the employer.
Yeah, you definitely want to make sure that your staff, your employees, and even all the way up at the very, very top of management, your CEOs, your suite.
They are employees as well.
Yeah, they have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, their mental health is also very, very important as well. And sometimes they need a break from us.
That is correct.
That's right. Janet Manuel and Sonia Aline, always good to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming in.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. That is the Daily Drum for this Monday, May 1st. I'm Harold Fisher. Good night.